Charles Hurt, Biden exhibits outright racism in picking a running mate. By Charles Hurt on August 18, 2020. Joe Biden selected a running mate based on the color of her skin. He rejected other candidates based on the color of their skin. He did this openly and without apology. Think about that for a moment. Let that sink in. In the year 2020, more than six decades after America desegregated public schools, a nominee for president from a major political party brazenly displayed outright racism in picking a running mate. It is a mockery of everything Martin Luther King fought for. A perversion of the entire civil rights movement. For most Americans today, their parents would have spanked their little fannies raw if they had ever displayed such blatant racism on the schoolyard playground. But the former vice president is from a different era. Apparently, evaluating people by their skin color is perfectly acceptable to him. It is even celebrated. Mr. Biden was lauded and applauded by Democrats, which perhaps should not be a surprise given the party's long, sordid history of outward racism. The really sad hosannas came from the national political media, which once stood athwart the currents of racism in America. But no more. They, along with the Democrat Party, remain the last bastions of open, celebrated racism. Literally, these people are the last people in America who remain utterly obsessed with race. They are gripped by skin color. Every decision they make about how to treat people, how to judge people, and how to speak to people is entirely based upon the color of their skin. Ironically, we have nobody to thank for Mr. Biden's candidacy more than President Barack Obama himself, who only needed Mr. Biden as his vice president because he needed a goofy, old, throwback white political hack from Washington for a sidekick. If Mr. Obama had not needed that very particular itch scratched at the moment he picked Mr. Biden out of the dustbin of history, old Joe would be happily living out his golden years in some pleasant retirement home, sniffing nurses and offering them lap rides in his Corvette while wearing his aviator glasses. Instead, he is running for president of the United States. Because among 350 million people, Democrats could not find anybody better. Even Kamala Harris is smart enough to know that making history cannot be her only reason for serving as Mr. Biden's running mate. She has to at least pretend to be more than just the color of her skin and her preferred gender at the moment. So, she goes for family connections, otherwise known as nepotism. "I've been thinking about the first Biden that I really came to know," Ms. Harris said at her race-based unveiling. "And that, of course, is one of his beloved sons, Beau." Beau Biden served as a state attorney general at the same time as Ms. Harris did. He tragically died young of brain cancer in 2015. "Let me tell you about Beau Biden," she said. "I learned quickly that Beau was the kind of guy who inspired people to be a better version of themselves. He really was the best of us. And when I would ask him, 'Where do you get that? Where did this come from?' he'd always talk about his dad." That would be Joe Biden, the guy who picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate based on the color of her skin. The very same Joe Biden that barely a year ago she smeared as some kind of racist for his opposition to busing during the long, painful struggle to desegregate public schools. "It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two U.S. senators who built their reputations and careers on the segregation of race in this country," she scolded him during one of the debates where Ms. Harris was calling for the Democratic nomination that ultimately went to Mr. Biden. "And how bent she was to make it as personally humiliating as possible. There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day," she jeered Mr. Biden in a carefully rehearsed takedown. "That little girl was me." This is how she smeared Mr. Biden on national television in her grotesque effort to snatch political power. This is how she slimed the man who was responsible for raising Beau Biden to be the inspiration he was. This is what she says to a man responsible for making all of us a better version of ourselves and the best of us. Wow. What must this woman think of people she doesn't know intimately who stand between her and her greedy clutches of power? And then she takes Mr. Biden up on his offer to grasp the brass ring with him? These people are truly sick. Sick, sick, sick. They are sick to their very souls. There is, literally, no dead body they will not desecrate in their desperate crusade for political power. At least she has the right color skin. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of the Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.